Seconds.
I think we'll have half hour to an hour's worth of discussion.
You're on.
Okay. All right, fair enough. We're broadcasting. Good afternoon, folks. This is Commissioner Brian Calk. We're meeting at 12th floor of the Capitol today. It's January 20. I did this wrong this morning. January 23rd, 2013, approximately 3 o'clock. We're going to have some, open discussion. We're more than likely convening an executive session. The purpose of today's special meeting is to provide an update to myself and my colleagues about Smith Contracting, Inc. versus North Dakota PSC, civil number 08-2011-CV-01887, which is case number related to case number AM-10-37. But before I guess we get into too much, I'd just ask my colleagues if they have any questions about format or anything else or comments before we get started. Randy, it's your portfolio, actually.
Bob, Mr. Chairman, I have none at this time.
Julie?
Mr. Chairman, I have none either.
Okay, great. Maybe if we could just do a quick, maybe a five-minute update to how we got to this point before we go to executive session. Just, I really like to focus the executive session discussion about the topic at hand, and for my new colleagues. I mean, I could set it up with the beginning. I think you would do a better job, Mitch, than I would, or Jim.
Sure.
Go ahead and make sure your mics are all tooled up.
Where we stand right now, and it won't take me 5 minutes, is essentially we've got a jury trial scheduled to begin February 6th through 8th. This purpose of the executive session today is we've received a settlement offer / demand from Smith Contracting, and I wanted to discuss with the commission how you'd like me to respond to that.
Okay, but the background, and here's where you could fill in over a year ago we received a request. Maybe you could walk us to,
I can do that.
Or whoever.
Beginning in early 2010, the commission publicly bid a abandoned mine reclamation project around the Velva area. Smith Contracting was the lowest bidder and was hired to do the job. Problems arose. Smith Contracting left the job. A claim was made on Smith Contracting's bonding company, who hired a completion contractor who ended up completing the job in September of 2011. Smith Contracting sued the Public Service Commission for a breach of contract along with several other allegations, and basically we've been involved in that litigation since August of 2011.
And then if I could just throw in my dialogue around that, is that when we received the bids back, there was very strong or very established protocol about taking bids or not taking bids, and this one, when it came back right away, it was well outside the range of what we thought was normal as a commission, because the bids were really low. So we asked staff questions on it, and they went back several different times and talked some of the discussion about it. So quite honestly, from my viewpoint, this was one that we were tracking right away in the beginning as something that maybe wasn't quite right. I mean, Jim, if you could maybe give your thoughts about that. Because that's not, I don't think, any closed record discussion.
Well, I think, commissioners, at this point in time, I mean, any real discussion about the merits of the case, the underlying facts, would be more appropriately handled.
Okay, so that's the part. If we want to go through that background of that, that's fine for executive session?
Yeah, I mean, that's all part of what we'll be talking about.
Okay.
To evaluate what's before us today. I mean, of course, the rest of the background is available.
I just want to make sure we don't talk background stuff in the closed session that we could talk through here, but if you think that we're past that point, I think
we're past that point.
Okay.
I think it's all open game in the course of what we have to discuss for appropriate for executive session, and would recommend that.
Okay. Well, with that, what I'll do then is continue, if that's all right with my colleagues. This meeting concerns the Beekler Velva 2010 construction project, case number AM-1037, Burley County District Court, civil number 08-2011-CV-01887. The matter may be discussed in an executive session. The legal authority for closing this meeting is North Dakota Century Code, Chapter 44-04, including North Dakota Century Code 44-04-19.1 and 19.2. The purpose of this executive session is for attorney consultation in this litigation. At this time, a motion being in order to discuss this case in executive session rather than an open meeting. So therefore, I move the commission convene an executive session for attorney consultation relating to the case currently in litigation, case number AM-10-37, Beekler Velva 2010 construction project.
Second.
We have a motion and a second. We'll proceed with a roll call vote. Commissioner Calk.
Aye.
Commissioner Christman.
Aye.
Commissioner Fedorchuk.
Aye.
Motion carries.
At The executive session will be recorded, and all members of the commission are reminded to limit their discussion during the executive session to the announced topic. Any collective decision, collective commitment, or other final action by the commission must occur after it reconvenes in an open meeting, unless final action is specifically required by law to be taken during the executive session. The prohibition on taking final action during the executive session does not apply to providing guidance or instructions to our attorney or negotiator. We will now ask the members of the public who are attending the meeting to leave the room. We anticipate adjourning the executive session and reconvening the open portion of the meeting at approximately, I will say, 4 o'clock. If we get out earlier than that, we'll make sure the record reflects that. The minutes will show the executive session began at approximately 6 minutes after 3 and was attended by, well, actually, let's just go around the roll here. Commissioner Kalk.
Commissioner Fedorchak.
Commissioner Chrisman.
Daryl Nitschke.
Oscar Januro.
Mark Cannell.
Jim Deitch.
Mitch Armstrong.
Ilana Jeffcoat-Sacco.
All right, perfect. With that, Esther, could you please stop the tape?